This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
We would like to welcome you to episode 75 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have three trends that we're going to discuss. We have four recommended readings we're going to pass along, and then end as we normally do by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions for the upcoming weeks. So Abby, start us off by talking about our three trends.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, you and I, in looking over the past 2 weeks, noticed that there were two major trends that are really too close to call. Like we're just going to say them in this order because we just can't say them at the exact same time. VR and AR was, again, a major trend. And VR in particular, we saw a lot of predicted hardware and software come to actual consumer, the consumer table, like Google's Dreamcast, that they made purchasing availability on that, so you can now actually obtain the item, DreamView, excuse me. And there were a number of other VR-oriented articles out, not so much on the AR, but we've been grouping them together, so we have to think in those terms. The other one, the other trend that we saw equally powerful to VR and AR was security. Cybersecurity, internet security, privacy issues, whatever you chose to call it. There were a great many articles on a wide variety of security issues that were put out in the media these past 2 weeks. So those two, security and VR, were kind of neck and neck. Now, a third trend that we observed in kind of a lesser category or a lesser state was design items. There were a number of design-oriented articles put out into the media in the past 2 weeks, everything ranging from universal design issues and UX and UI, user interface issues, and graphic design. We saw a number of different articles about that, which is a little unusual for us. We've been doing this for a few years now, and we normally see those kind of design items come out in the late spring and summer. I'm not really sure why, but just an interesting thing to note. So those were what we saw trending in the past 2 weeks, Tim.
Okay, now on to our recommended readings. And again, we have four of them that we're going to pass along to you. And we share those URLs on our website, and we'll share our website URL at the end of the podcast episode. So Abby, what are our four recommended readings?
So Tim, the four recommended readings that we are putting forward this episode are, number one, U.S. VR hardware and software market to hit $38 billion by 2026. This one is by Dean Takahashi for VentureBeat. And this is an important article in terms of just predicting the massive scale of VR hardware and software. Obviously, those of us in education don't always think in terms of the dollar bottom line on sales of these consumer items, but I think that this is a very interesting reflection of the importance of VR in general in media. So that's number one. Number two, young adults take more security measures for their online privacy than their elders. This one is by Irina Raichu, and again, we apologize for any mispronunciations of the names, for Recode. This is a very good report on three recent studies about privacy and how various people view privacy issues on the web. And they broke some things down by in terms of demographics, by age range. And it's sort of interesting to note that young adults are much more interested in security by comparison to their older peers. Third, good news. You've got a better brain than you think. This one's by Jeffrey Kluger for Time. So you and I both found this to be pretty interesting, Tim. We were talking about this earlier. This report, or the recent research, reports something vastly different than what we're commonly led to believe, which is that the younger you are, like if you're an infant or a toddler, that your ability to learn is much improved over someone as they get older. This actually suggests, the research here that's being reported suggests that there are many things that one learns better when one is older. So this is an important one for anybody who works with an older clientele for instructional design. And finally, and this one is just kind of freaky, Adobe Experiment slips new words into your voice recordings. This one's by John Fingus for Engadget. This is actually reporting on a piece of software that was revealed at the Sneaks presentation at the most recent Adobe Max conference. I had the good luck to be at the Adobe Max conference in San Diego. This was last week. And all I can say is this was an amazing thing to watch. It's very well, I mean, John Fingus captures the feeling of it quite well in his article. But the basically, this is the vocal version of Photoshop. So it's tentatively called Voco, and it's it allows an audio engineer to basically create speech. You know, somebody speaking. If you get a recording of me for a few minutes, you can take all of that recording, render it, and then whatever you type into the computer, that will be what my voice, that will be what is said, which is kind of amazing. But you and I were talking about this earlier. This harkens back to when things like graphic manipulations programs were thinking about the ancient program Mac Paint, and of course Photoshop after that. But that back then, this would be the late 80s, early 90s, we were stunned that one could manipulate photographic images. It's equally stunning when one can manipulate vocal recordings. So those are our four recommended readings for this episode, Tim.
Okay, so now we move into peering into the crystal ball and making some predictions about what we believe we're going to observe over the next couple of weeks. So, Abby, as we peer into the crystal ball, what did we predict, or what did we see, and what are we going to predict?
Well, you and I are both agreed that etched deeply into the crystal ball is VR and AR. That's been a hot topic for quite a while and will continue to be so. And security and privacy issues, also hot topic that will continue to be so into the upcoming weeks. Now, you and I had a discussion about this before we started recording. We kind of have a question mark. Typically at this time of year, we get a lot of information about new purchasable consumer goods for specifically sort of put out at this time of year because the holidays are coming up. We haven't seen nearly as much of that as we normally do. And that surprises both of us. We're willing to kind of go out on a limb and suggest that we will see more of it in the upcoming weeks. But I think we're agreed that we're not really all that positive about that because we would have seen it by now. So we're kind of, it's more like a question mark, like where are the holiday advertisements? So that's what we have in our crystal ball right now. Two deeply etched things, VR, AR, security and privacy, and one smoky, vague question mark.
Great. Thank you, Abby. So that brings us to the conclusion of episode 75 of our podcast. As we normally do, we'd like to thank our viewers and followers of our Flipboard magazine and also our subscribers to our podcast. You can listen to and read about past episodes of our podcast by visiting our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on November 30th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.